they just grabbed me, and one of them had a husband with me. He said, well, I've heard my wife talk about you so much, I just know that is you when you get up out there on the sea. I know that is you. Said, I just know that. I have worked like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Done anything anybody else in the field could do, except cut wheat and cut oats. I just mm-hmm. couldn't cut that stuff.
Yeah.
The old cradle wouldn't do right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a small person.
Well,
you were strong.
But I would have been to plow, hold, turn mm-hmm. land, or do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Didn't make no difference with mm-hmm. me. But Lord, now what's that you want to know? How long?
Well, let me, you know, I told you that I have a lot of questions here,
yeah.
And I'm not going to tire you out with them, but let me ask you just a few of them and
yeah.
see what you say to me. What do you call the part of the day when the sun is just about to appear?
We'd call that sun's almost gone now. It's going down. And it ain't gonna be long before we get to go to the house. And then he'd be set, if he can set.
Uh-huh. So what would you call it?
We just say sun's gonna set.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
Yeah.
What do you call it early in the morning when the sun's getting ready to
rise?
Uh-huh.
Right, sunrise, you better get out of that bed.
That's good. What do you call the hours just before supper time in the day?
We say 8 o'clock going to be supper time directly.
What do you call the hours along about 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock?
Oh, we say, oh, the sun's getting low, it's 4 o'clock,
uh-huh.
5. You better get up from there, we'd be playing out.
Mm-hmm.
You better get up and get that date off of you.
Would you call that afternoon or evening?
We'd call it evening.
Uh-huh. That's good.
And then this morning we'd say that's morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd say that's evening.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever see that them things that rise in the east and come over in that bright thing?
Mm-hmm.
What is them now? I can't call that thing. Then it's just flying through a truck, not twixt you and the sky. It'd be some kind of animal, look like. But it'd be just like gold.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Now, I don't know. Does that come at nighttime?
No, it'd come every morning, full day. It'd be up down in sunrise.
I don't know, unless it's the moon, you know.
No, it wouldn't be the moon. It'd be a big thing, big as a mule. Great big thing. This shine, I bet you can't find a half a dozen people in the... A lot of white folks know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got up to see that a many mornings.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me more about it. What does it look like?
This shines just like a star.
Mm-hmm.
You can't look right straight at it. And I put my hand up this other way and look. I could look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that big thing looked like a mule or something up in the sky, and it just shines just like a star.
Mm-hmm. And then how long could you see it through the day?
You hear when daylight come, you couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd see it as long as that morning.
Mm-hmm.
The first time my brother see the Sam, he got up that morning to go feed the stock for the white folks.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked over there and he see that thing. He turned around and come back in the house. He never had seen nothing like that. And he cut back in the house. He said, Ma? She said, what? I ain't going. She said, why don't you go on, Sam, and feed that man's mule? You know he wants to plow that mule. I ain't going down there. You come here to this door and look out, John, and you wouldn't go. Well, she got up out of bed, walked on to the door. She looked at it. She said, Sam, what is that? He said, I don't know.
Huh.